Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Let's get right to the Disneyland tickets. We've got them, and all you have to do is take the word holiday, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y, to RadioAlice.com. Enter it in there for a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and you'll also qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets, and a 2- don't, you're
Sorry.
Making me crack up. And a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is holiday. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to play a little game called Bridge the Gap. Questions anyone Gen X or older will know the answer to, or anybody Zillennial or younger will know. Playing for Gen X today is she's darling. Marcy Weiser is joining us, host of Live 105's Marcy's Playground and Total Rock Goddess. Welcome to the program.
Sarah, thank you.
Nice to have you representing the Gen X faction.
It's good to be here next to her.
Yes. Vinny, you look beautiful.
Thank you
in
so
your
much.
Costume.
Thank you. I went and changed down the hall. And as I was completely naked, I looked up and realized that's a glass door.
So anybody could have seen.
Hopefully no one did. Otherwise, I'll be in HR later.
You know what they say. Anywhere there's a naked lady, there's a, you know, some guy trying to get a peek at her.
I've heard that one. Yes.
I especially love the chest hair and the tattoos.
Oh, God.
And
it's a really...
The cleavage. It's very nice.
It's like such a mix of hotness. Playing for the millennials and Gen Z is Sam Lubman. He's a producer on The Morning Roast on our little brother station, 95.7 The Game.
Love Sam. Woo!
Were the other guys jealous that you got to come down here and play with us today? Oh, why can't I hear him? Hang on. Knock. No.
Oh, boy.
We literally tested this morning to make sure that it would work. Nothing?
Say stuff now.
I see.
Can you put him into, check the program buttons. Program 134. Oh,
that's
there we go.
All right.
Sorry, I'm just
once again, DJ.
No, I do. I'm the same way on the board. If things are broken, it's like, I don't know what to do.
Right. Just push every button.
And it's always a button.
I just call our engineers that are never here.
Yell for help.
Help! No one can hear me in the studio.
You have to exit the studio, walk down the hall, figure it out.
All right. My hair is itchy. Is your hair itchy?
No, if you wear a wig, it's...
Yeah.
That's why I don't like to wear wigs, because they're such a pain.
Yeah.
I don't have that issue with my hair.
Yeah. I should say that Sam actually has the hair that Vinny's going for right now. It's red
luscious
and curly.
Locks.
I know. You have
luxurious,
great hair.
Yes.
Thank you.
It
I put
is.
A lot of work into it.
Yeah. No bangs, though, ever.
Oh. No, I don't know if I could pull that off. Mm-hmm. Not as well as you do.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. It's I really do feel like a dude with long hair and bangs is...
I don't know if that's a mix.
Yeah.
That's a mullet.
Oh, you're right.
I like it.
Yeah. Mm.
All right. So here's how it works. We're going to give you guys some questions. I'm going to give Sam questions that anyone in Gen X could answer. And Bob is going to give Marcy questions that anybody, any Zillennial could answer.
For the record, last week I was skunked. Didn't get one.
Yeah. And
wow.
I think that they got two of the Gen X questions. of course, I'm trying to be, you know, fair about it. And Bob goes really obscure. So don't feel bad, Marcy, if you can't get any of her answers.
I made them a little bit more, a little easier, I think.
Ask her the one that what is the ASL? What does ASL mean?
Is that for me or for...
No. This is just for Marcy. I'm just curious if she knows.
This is the one that we were like, I went and asked a few people down the hall. They were like, I have no idea what that is. It's a Zillennial question.
It's more of a Millennial.
This is from last week. It's not the game yet. It's just a warm up.
I don't know what ASL is.
Apparently, it's when you ask for the age, sex, and location of online. Somebody that which your mom told you don't give out.
Right. It's four.
I was going to say American Sign Language.
Oh.
It also means that.
It does.
But that's not what the question was. Right. Which obviously.
Okay. So there's just
half credit for that.
It's harder than I think.
Okay.
All right. So let's do, let's go with Marcy's questions first. So we'll start with Bob asking the questions.
Okay. First up, easy. Who coined the term YOLO and what does it mean?
Who coined it?
Yeah.
It means you only live once.
Yeah. And who coined it?
Diddy?
Oh, no. The correct answer is Drake.
I was going to say Pitbull. Dang it.
You only live once. That's my motto, baby. YOLO every day.
So
every
what
day.
Happens? I got part of it right. So.
Oh, you know what? Actually, we shouldn't have given the answer because Sam could have stolen.
I didn't know it was Drake either. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good. All right, here we go. Sam, this one's for you. From what television show did we get the burning question, who shot JR?
Oh, that was Dallas, right?
Nice! I would not have known that.
All right, your turn.
Okay.
Gen Z on the board.
Question to Marcy.
What does GTL mean?
Oh.
And who says it? What squad coined that? Do you know this one?
What squad?
I don't even know.
Oh, I actually do know what that is.
I can't answer it.
Hold on, I'm showing you.
No, don't you.
I can't show.
Show me.
We're not on a team.
Yeah, we're on.
Sure, you're on a team. Fine. Phone a friend.
I'm phoning a friend.
Vinny, stepping in. Sam, you got no backup, really? Unfortunately.
What is? I'll manage.
I can't read his writing.
I was trying to hurry.
Jim Tan Laundry.
Yes, that's
Jersey
correct.
Shore.
It's from Jersey Shore.
Nice.
Boom.
We're on the board.
You didn't watch Jersey Shore, Sam?
I never watched a single second of it.
Oh, my God.
I value my brain too much.
No. Same. Thank you.
You missed
Whatever.
Out. The party's here.
Did you watch it? Do you watch it?
I'm a whore. Hello.
Is it still on the air?
No, I think they might
do
specials.
Reunion shoes and stuff.
We certainly, I mean,
oh my
morning,
gosh, Snooki,
morning shows.
So funny.
We definitely saw, we watched everything. Snooki. Eventually.
Okay, here we go. What kind of product had brand names like Memorex and Maxell?
Memorex and Maxell. I didn't even heard of those. Maxell, sounds like a mattress company.
Mattress company is incorrect.
Oh.
All right, for the steal. Marcy? No.
I don't know. Watches.
I could have. We should have. Can we?
Can we? Can I phone a friend?
I don't know.
You already used your phone a friend. No. No two okay. phone a friends.
You could use your 50-50.
I don't know this.
Oh.
I'm shocked.
I am actually shocked too.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, now it makes sense.
Cassette tapes. And VHS tapes.
Either one would have been acceptable.
Right, absolutely.
I'm firing myself over that one.
I do know what a cassette tape
Didn't
is,
you
though.
Grow
like,
up?
Yes.
You know, you've
using
heard of a cassette.
Tapes, like,
yes.
I had a Sears record player, and because you can't bring a record player anywhere, I would record all my records and bring the tapes with me to the skate park or the skate ramp.
On your Memorex tape.
Yep.
And was it Maxell? There was a dude with he's sitting in a chair in front of a speaker, and the sound is blowing his hair back and like a, you know, aviator scarf.
Oh, man. I can't believe I missed that.
All right, so what's the score?
The score right now is 1-1.
One to one.
This is our final question.
Okay.
For each side.
Okay, here we go. What should I do?
Let's reset while she looks.
This is Bridge the Gap.
Yes.
Questions that any Gen Xer will know, asked of a millennial or Gen Zer, and any Gen Zer or millennial would know, asked of a Gen Xer.
All right, we'll go with this one.
All right.
You got girls, so you might know this. What do these three ladies have in common? Hillary Duff, Miley Cyrus, and Dove Cameron.
Stuff.
No, what do they have in common?
Say that again.
What do these three ladies have in common? Hillary Duff, Miley Cyrus, and Dove Cameron.
What?
Do you know, Vinny?
I don't think you can help her.
I do know.
You do?
I believe I know, yes.
Vinny.
I have a theory.
Sam.
Am I allowed to steal yet?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Can I use hand signals?
American Sign Language?
Yeah, go ahead. Use hand signals.
Oh, yeah, she'll never figure that out.
What?
That's it, right?
Am I right?
That is what it is, but those
space
are...
Space buns?
No, they do not
that's
have space buns.
That's a good guess. That's actually a great guess.
All right, we're going to let Sam take a steal.
I'll say, are they were former Disney Channel actresses.
Correct!
Or,
yeah.
That is correct. M-I-C.
K-E-Y.
K-E-Y.
I don't know who Dove Cameron is, though. But
I'm terrible at this game, you guys.
Yeah, you are stinking the room up, for sure. We'll give you another shot at some point. Okay. All right, this is the final question. Right now, Gen Z is and millennials are winning. Which TV commercial jingle featured the line, plop, plop, fizz, fizz?
Oh.
That is... Oh, it's Alka-Seltzer, right?
It is Alka-Seltzer. And by a score of 3-1, the millennials win again!
Yes!
Can we go one more round?
Maybe next Friday.
Please.
Everybody's hands go up! And they say that.
I don't even know their song. I'm dying to play it someday. We've never won a round.
I'm asking the questions next week.
Oh, okay. You could ask the questions.
I'm just kidding.
I'm actually not kidding.
I'm terrible. That was terrible.
Oh, don't.
But fun.
Don't beat yourself up about
it. It was a spirited affair.
It was fun.
It certainly was.
I enjoyed the time we spent together. And
I did too.
That is the real trophy. How about the questions that the friends make along the way?
Says the guy
Cheers,
who just
Sam.
Won the game.
Yeah,
right.
I'm just a humble winner that way.
All right, Sam and Marcy, I really love the sister and brotherhood that we have going on here on floor 10 of this building at 88 Kearney. Now get out of our studios.
Thanks for coming. Right.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks so much, you guys. That
Thank
was really
you.
Fun.
That was
Marcy,
a blast.
I don't want to say you got spanked, but
I got spanked. You can say it. There.
Oh, this is our theme song. Yeah. All right. Awesome. Off you go. We're on the air still.
I'm trying to unplug.
No, you have to leave your headphones as a penalty.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. All right. Happy Halloween, everybody.
That was super fun.
That was super fun. It hurts to lose. Damn it, Marcy.
It really hurt because I was like, I know this one for sure. And I knew YOLO, but I didn't know Drake.
I almost wonder
say Pitbull.
If it's a two-part question like that, if we should assign half points.
I think we should stop doing two-part questions.
Yeah, no more two-part questions.
Well, no, I don't, and you know, not in a mean way, but I think that was we just found out. Like, she was all, I got YOLO, but I don't got the other part.
I would have said Adam Levine for YOLO.
Oh,
because I saw him on SNL when I think they did like one of those movies, those little movies that they do. Oh, speaking of which.
That would have been an educated guess.
Yeah. There was a, there is an SNL this weekend and it's Miles Teller hosting and Brandi Carlile's a musical guest on NBC. Halloween, here we go. These are the best 25 best horror villains of all time ranked. And there are some interesting ones on here.
Okay.
So name a few that you like, the just big villains. And some of them, and they're not necessarily like Halloween-based movies, which was sort of interesting to me.
What?
Because number two, I'm like, that guy might be my number one for sure.
Villain.
Yeah.
Well, Darth Vader's the most world-famous villain in the history of film.
You know what's crazy? Darth Vader's not on here.
Okay, these then ones, the
you
list
know what it
has
is?
No
it's
merit.
Because it's horror villains.
Oh, it is horror villains.
It's horror
but
movies.
But not Halloween necessarily.
But not Halloween necessarily.
Okay.
So, Megan is definitely on there.
Let's see if Megan's on there.
What's...
She's the AI doll.
I'm not seeing her. Some of these are pretty general. Like at number 24 is Mr. Hyde from Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Leatherface is at 22 from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Jigsaw... The Jigsaw Killer from the Saw movies is at 21.
Hannibal Lecter?
Hannibal Lecter! He's number two.
Oh.
I was like, oh, he's, to me, first of all, I read those books and they obviously get way deeper into like his psychology and what happened to him when he was a little kid. And remember him and his sister had a whole thing going on.
You know what? I haven't rewatched that movie and I never read the book.
Oh, you know what? And I think there's at least two books. I think there's The Silence of the Lambs and Hannibal. And I think Hannibal's the one where they get into his way deep into some of the horrible things that happened to him as a child. But they've got Hannibal Lecter at number two, and I thought he's a great psycho. At number one, all time, is Dracula.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, I don't know, to me, like, there's some romance involved with vampires. You know?
Yeah. They're not all bad.
I don't really, so yeah.
They're, you yeah, like vampire, usually, like,
porn, yeah.
Yeah, right.
For sure.
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't consider, like, if I met Count Dracula, I'd like immediately start the negotiation to attain immortality. I'd be like, look, I'll give you all the blood that you want, but you got to give it back to me because that's how vampires are made. Fully drain me, last beat of my heart, then you open up a vein and I take your blood. That's how it works. Everybody knows.
Everyone I didn't know that. That's, are you
that's
being
how
you, serious?
How you make a new vampire.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would immediately be like, my blood is delicious and you can have all of it if you give it back. Count Dracula. Apparently the worst of all the villains.
All right.
I think not.
If you either had to become a vampire or pass away, what would you choose?
I'd be a vampire.
I would pass away. And I would also say the scariest villain, like Mike Myers was pretty gnarly.
He's number five on the list.
But Freddy Krueger is as bad as it gets.
He's number eight.
He's below Mike Myers.
Yep, he is. I know. You know who they have in third place, which I actually, this is another one that I feel like, it wasn't his choice. He was misunderstood. It's the Frankenstein monster.
Oh, I don't think of him that way.
I know. I don't think of him as being, he's just a simple pieced back together man.
Is that movie out?
It is out. I was down talking to the guys at the game earlier this morning and one of the Joes said that he had seen it and he loved it.
From the JoJo Show
yes,
Show?
Yes, JoJo Show Show.
Oh.
He's the second Joe. And the JoJo
okay.
of the show show.
Right.
So Frankenstein's, which I'm like, these are not, I guess, you know, the villagers thought he was a villain because he was green with the flat top and the
bolts. You know who should be on this list? The Beast from Beauty and the Beast. Mm. He's a villain.
You're crazy. I love the Beast.
He's awful.
I want to read fan fiction about the Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
I never really saw that movie, and I saw pieces of it because my kids have watched it, but then I finally, my daughter's, you know, play group did the play, and he is a bad guy.
Yeah.
The Beast is a bad guy. He keeps someone, like, all those dishes are people.
Yeah, because he can't deal with his own emotional trauma.
Oh,
he has to torture everyone around him, and then he kidnaps somebody.
Yeah.
She agrees to a trade to save her father.
Yeah, that's who does
the
that?
The classic tale of Stockholm Syndrome.
My parents didn't show me any of those Disney princess movies when I was a kid, and I think it has had a huge impact on who I am as a person. I didn't see any of those till later in life.
Well, that's probably for the best. They, you know, not all of them are giving us the best.
Snow White? Are you kidding me?
The fate of a woman, right.
Anyway, sorry, I took us off track there.
No, it's completely
fine. You know what actual horror villain who I think should be at top of this list is Pennywise.
Pennywise is on here. He's at number 10. And actually, I want to say tonight is the second episode of Welcome to Derry. If you're watching, I think it's on HBO Max, maybe.
Are you watching that?
I'm going to watch it for sure. Okay. But I want to binge everything. So I let things build right up. I'm currently watching Only Murders in the Building season 5. And I have to say, because it came up the other day before I started watching, I do think that Selena Gomez has had some work done.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You were absolutely, that video going, no, she didn't.
I thought.
She's fine.
She looks like she lost a little weight, but I don't know. There's just something, it's not glaring and, she, you know, her lips aren't all blown up, but I am looking at her going, But she did lose some weight, so it's possible her face just changed a little bit. All right, Vinny, I'm out of time. What's coming up?
Big surprise. Halloween stuff after these.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Wow. Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Friday. It is Halloween. Thanks again to Marcy and Sam from Live 105 in the Game for playing our Bridge the Gap today. Solid round. Marcy is beating herself up so bad over not knowing.
Well, she should.
Yeah, I agree.
She's a very nice lady. I like her very much. But the cassette.
Memorex and like, Maxell, come on.
Are you a DJ? But you also are. I'm sure she's younger than us by 10 years, but still there were cassette tapes.
You can hear the whole game on our full show podcast on the Odyssey Network, odyssey.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier. Save $200 this October and choose the plan that fits your life. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. Where were you? You're usually like...
I was editing something. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to...
How's it going over there?
You know me. One thing at a time.
I was trying to...
Oh, yeah, we took a bunch of pictures of everybody, and we haven't even really talked about the fact that you guys are both in costume. Like, Vinny has taken his wig off. I get it. They are itchy.
It was itchy.
Yeah.
I don't mind the look, but really, I was like going, oh, get off me.
So you're Jamie Lee Curtis, and you're Lindsay Lohan, and these are clearly outfits from...
Freaky Friday.
From Freaky Friday.
And honestly, we have that in common. We really both like those movies.
Mm.
So...
Well, it's a lovely couple's
costume.
It's a
perfect fit.
Thank you.
And thank you for helping me with it because honestly, it's been a week.
I mean, thanks for putting on a dress.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll be making some good TikToks.
Thanks for putting on a dress.
I don't know what that means.
Hopefully I can get him in a TikTok.
Oh yeah, get him in a TikTok. Dress. Oh sure.
Do I have to dance?
No.
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean.
Can you help it?
You can. It would be great. It's highly encouraged.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're starting off, it looks like, with some overcast conditions. Mostly sunny later today. Highs in the mid-70s, pushing 80 by Sunday.
Nice weekend.
And sunset tonight is at 10 after 6. And last light is about 6:45. So if you're looking to, you know, you're waiting till that absolute darkness starts, 7 o'clock is where you're at. Okay?
Sounds good.
World Series Game 6. LA must win in Toronto tonight or it's over. Or vacation begins.
Vacation.
5 p.m. The Ravens won on Thursday Night Football. And the Niners are in New York versus the Giants at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Go Niners.
Go Niners.
Halloween is National Caramel Apple Day.
Oh.
You say caramel or caramel?
I say them both, depending. I would say it's a caramel apple. I would, I'm not sure if I would. I think I might say caramel apple.
And tickets.
Oh, boy. We got all kinds of noises happening over there. Come on, Bob. You're scaring us. It's like there's ghosts in the machine.
The first one was on purpose. I liked it.
No, I like that one.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't either.
They say here, don't toss, as far as caramel apples go, don't toss one in the fridge and eat it next month. It could kill you.
Oh, what?
The caramel they're dipped in isn't hot enough to kill bacteria. It just creates a candy coating nightmare of bacteria.
Oh.
So eat it right away. Get after that.
Get that
thing.
Poison in you quick.
Well, it's not hot enough.
Wow.
I don't really eat them. Do you?
I mean, I can't say I've eaten one in recent memory, but I do love a caramel apple. I don't like I don't like the red candy apple. It's too hard. I want
the candied apples. No
is
good.
It, yeah, is that what that is?
I think that they're called candied apples, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the I have no idea how I say caramel.
Oh, what are you talking about? Just say it.
Caramel.
There you go.
Must be how I say it.
Well, it's spelled caramel.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at the word, you would say caramel. If you're not looking at the word, you might say caramel.
Yeah, and I think that caramel is it's a town. Let's just go with that. I'll go caramel.
Isn't
apple.
That Carmel?
Yes, I would say.
Yeah, it is. I take it back. Carmel. Caramel.
Doesn't matter. It's from the sound of it, don't eat those things. Five things to look forward to in November. I realize it's October 31st, but you know, and we won't be here with you tomorrow, so I'll give it to you now. Daylight saving time ends this Sunday. Mm. We gain an hour of sleep tomorrow night. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays have a chance to win the World Series tonight. The Dodgers force a Game 7. They'll play tomorrow in Toronto to decide it all.
But the Dodgers are must win the next two games.
The NBA is just getting going and will be in full swing here in November. Let's see here. A few big movie sequels hit theaters. Now You See Me, Now You Don't on the 14th. Wicked for Good on the 21st. And Zootopia 2 on the 26th. If you haven't seen Zootopia, it's really, really good.
That's like your favorite one.
It's not my favorite one, but I love it.
You do froth about it.
I do. I love it. Yeah. I absolutely do. It's really, really good. And I've seen it
100 times.
40 is probably more accurate, but yes, it feels like 100 times. It's weird how you can love something too much to the point where you've overloved it.
Right.
And now you don't love it as much.
That thing's eyes are coming off.
Right.
Stop loving it so much.
Let's see here. On TV, the fifth and final season of Stranger Things hits Netflix on the 26th. These are things happening in November. The new episodes of Sesame Street are also coming to Netflix on the 10th.
Oh.
Season 3 of The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives is out on Hulu on the 13th.
Oh.
Also, the 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be held on the 8th of this month, of the coming month, and will stream live on Disney Plus. The 59th annual CMA Awards will air live on ABC on November 19th. And let's see here. Finally, the big ones holiday-wise include Veterans Day on the 11th, and Thanksgiving is on the 27th.
I feel like my calendar is complete.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Are you guys doing Thanksgiving? Like, you have plans? You're a planner, right?
Yeah.
You got big plans?
We're going to be in New York City. John has made us reservations at a restaurant to get a plate of Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And we get to see our boys.
Oh.
They're going to come home for Christmas, so they didn't want to come home. And Riley can't even. He's working. He's at school all week.
Ah, boy's going for it, huh?
He is under it. It's crazy.
Well,
hardly ever get to talk to him anymore.
Here are some Halloween facts, spooky stats for 2025. 13.1 billion with a B. That's the projected Halloween spending in 2025.
That's costumes and candy.
All the stuff.
Home decorations.
Costume spending amounts to $4.3 billion. Candy spending amounts to $3.9 billion in 2025. Mm. Boy, America.
What's the rest of it?
Let me see if it doesn't have all of the...
They don't have a full breakdown.
I mean, I'm telling you what my neighbors have spent on decorations.
They've spent $1 billion of those.
I can't imagine. It feels like that would be more than half of the 13.1.
Right.
The people who are into it and spend all the money on robots and big giant 15-foot Jack Skellingtons.
Maybe they're counting the amount of money it costs for the storage space that you have to bring all that stuff to. You know, that can be expensive. You might as well buy it new every year.
Well, the decorations don't count for costumes and they don't count for candy. So there's certainly a bunch of extra money there. 15% of parents think 9 or 11 is old enough to trick or treat alone.
Oh, yeah, I think 9 is fine. If they're with a group.
Okay. I don't decide that stuff.
Oh.
The missus does.
Yeah, I assume Edie's not going by herself.
She will not go 7. By herself, no.
But what about Isla?
I don't know.
She's going to be 12 tomorrow.
I know, and I don't know what the answer to that
is. She must have a gang of kids that she runs around with, though.
Christina grew up with a very overprotective mom and was like, I don't want to do that, but she does that quite a bit. Like, I've seen her.
Kids are precious.
They're your most precious, but I've definitely seen her go, the kids are out front. I got to go sit out there. And I'm like, no, you don't. They're out front.
They don't want you.
They're out front. And she's got her laptop. She's going to do some work from the porch.
That's nice. What a lovely little neighborhood.
She's
thing.
Into it. It's cool. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to say, leave them alone? I'm not. I just go, all right.
Have a good time.
I'm not
Enjoy
going out
the
there,
show.
But yeah. I like them to play outside. Mm. It's good for them.
Yes.
66% of Americans plan to hand out candy or to trick-or-treaters. I'll definitely be the at-home handing out candy, watching the ball game, and like
manning the
running
door.
Down the hall back and forth.
Yeah. We're going to have the ball game on, too. I was talking to John about, we usually have a horror movie going on, like in the main room, because people will come in and sit down for a while.
No, they do.
A lot of times, yeah, we know all our neighbors. And so, and a lot of people come to our neighborhood specifically because all the houses are like right next to each other. And this year he goes, I think we have to put the ball game on. I'm like, really? Because we're not in it. And he goes, yeah, people care. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, they do.
Is that right?
You know, the dad that's like, oh my God, the game's on, you guys. And then, you know, they realize I need to save my marriage and.
Yeah, I'll take the kids out. That sounds fine.
I gotta.
Hopefully, no one texts me the score. I'll turn my phone off. How will that be?
Let's see here. More than half of parents help themselves to their children's Halloween take.
I busted open one of the Halloween bags last night because there's Butterfingers in it.
And that's what you went for?
I had two Butterfingers and a Almond Joy.
If you're out there listening to this. And you like having Butterfinger crammed in your teeth holes?
Yeah.
You're as crazy as the host of this show.
What?
You.
It's not crazy.
Yes, it's crazy.
They're
no
delish.
One wants Butterfinger stuck in their teeth. I'll sacrifice three pieces of gum to get that the hell out.
That's what you use as an extraction tool?
Yes. I don't even eat Butterfinger, but if I did, that's how I'd get that out.
They're so good. I thought of you as I was running my tongue along the tops of my teeth, which were caked with Butterfinger gunk. It's like, oh, Vinny would hate this.
I do really hate it. Mm-hmm.
I did feel bad about myself, though, for opening up the bag.
Why?
Because.
This is when we eat candy. You don't eat candy the rest of the year.
Because I was the one who had to hide it this year because John dropped it on the front porch. I'm like, oh, I'll just put it in the closet and I won't think about it again. And then I'm sitting on the couch going, boy, Survivor's really good. You know what else would be good?
Trying to lick stuff stuck in my teeth out.
It was good, too.
About half of Americans decorate their home. So, you know.
I'm surprised it's only half. I feel like everybody... If 66% of people are giving out candy, you know, where's their spirit? Where's their orange light? Where's their pumpkin?
I am absolutely thrilled that our neighborhood is so festive.
Over the top.
I'm not capable of living day-to-day life and also decorating.
Right.
Like that just wouldn't happen if I didn't have a partner that did that.
Can you get the ladder?
Most people, I think, are somewhere in between there, but I think plenty of people are festive, but no. I don't have time for that.
I'm not going to hang stuff on my house. I got to take down sometime
it's
before
also
Christmas.
Go into the rafters, get the stuff, come down out of the rafters, put it up. You've got stuff in the garage now as a holding place for the containers.
Yeah.
I think most people or half of people like I'm with you where you go. Nah.
Yeah.
Nope.
If me and you lived together in the same house, nothing would ever happen. We just go to work and then whine about it the rest of the day. And that'd be it. And we'd eat chicken nugs right over the sink.
I'd be waiting in the hot tub, I'm sure.
John and Christina, they'd have built a Disneyland castle of Halloween goodness and wherever they lived.
How about a fast
you
fact?
You know I love fast facts. Fast. Damn it.
Oh, I forgot to play the new one.
Yeah, fast.
Hold on, it's not too late.
Fast facts.
I don't know where. The Headless Horseman isn't actually linked to Halloween.
Oh.
Many people associate Halloween with the legend of Sleepy Hollow, but the original Washington Irving short story doesn't mention Halloween ever once.
Oh.
It's the 1949 Disney movie, The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad, that first made the connection between the two. I don't know that. Do you know that?
I don't.
And there's a Mr. Toad's Wild Ride at Disneyland.
Is it the same Toad, Mr. Toad?
Don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. If anyone can, 800-400-3697, that's our text number. If you know about that, we'd love to get to the bottom of it before we go to commercial.
It is it's definitely a story that works for Halloween. He's a ghost.
Yeah.
You know, the headless horseman.
Right.
Chasing a kebab crane.
That's super creepy.
Yeah.
But I guess he didn't have a pumpkin.
Yeah, wasn't it a jack-o'-lantern in the... I think the image that we are familiar with has that. I don't know if it had that in the original story. It makes perfect sense, though. Because obviously you'd like miss not having a head. You'd be like, well, want to have some kind of face.
Vanna White hasn't actually flipped a letter in almost three decades. Wheel of Fortune changed their set in 97, so the letters were computerized, not manual, and ever since she just... touches them.
Yeah. Thank goodness they have her, though.
800-400-3697. Bob is on the show.
Butterfinger lover here. I haven't had one yet this Halloween, and I'm hoping to score one tonight. 415.
So good.
Gross.
The wait was definitely more towards people approve of Butterfingers. We had one Butterfinger hater.
Mm.
It was like, not worth it.
They're so good. Hey, did anybody have anything to say about Bridge the Gap?
Yes. Yeah, somebody said, Bob is a zillennial pop culture queen. She went easy on you guys.
Funny.
We were talking about caramel.
Yeah.
415 says it's caramel if you're using it as an adjective and caramel if you're using it as a noun.
Oh, like a caramelized onion. It's been caramelized. So I guess that's the adjective form.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you give me a piece of that caramel.
I would say I guess that makes sense.
It does. But it is caramelized.
Caramelized. I don't even know what I say.
Thank you, whoever you are out there knowing all the stuff. So smart. Take that with you into your Halloween, your smartness.
TikToks are coming up soon, I'm told. And also, what else is coming up in the trash?
Disneyland tickets, plus spine-chilling holiday Hollywood coincidences that are way too disturbing to be random.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.